HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors Super Edition, Bramble Star Storm, by Aaron Hunter, performed by Kirby Hayborn. Prologue. Firestar brushed through the long grass beneath the trees and drank in the warm scents of prey. Sunlight sliced between the branches, casting dapples onto his flame-colored pelt. For a moment, he paused, unsure which of the tantalizing aromas he should follow. Then he picked out the scent of a squirrel. It had swarmed up the trunk of a nearby oak tree and was hiding somewhere in the branches above his head. "It's been a while since I tested my tree-climbing skills," he thought, remembering how he had taught his clanmates to hunt above ground. Lionblaze really hated it at first. With a purr of amusement, Firestar recalled the golden-furred warrior standing at the foot of a tree, reluctant to set paw on the trunk. Unlike Cinderheart, who seemed ready to sleep in a bird's nest once she learned how to climb, Firestar sprang up the tree, digging his claws into the rough bark, and spotted the squirrel on one of the outer branches. He leaped toward it, reveling in the strength in his haunches, pleased that he still kept his sense of balance. The squirrel fled, jumping from branch to branch, higher and higher. As Firestar crouched, ready to follow, he heard a voice calling him from below.
"Firestar! Firestar!"
He halted. The leaves around him rustled as the squirrel vanished into the dense foliage. Firestar allowed himself a single hiss of regret, then turned and scrambled down the trunk to the ground. Blue Star, the former ThunderClan leader, was waiting for him at the foot of the tree. Her blue-gray fur shimmered in the sunlight. "Sorry to disturb you, Firestar," she meowed. Her eyes glinted. "I see you haven't lost any of your hunting skill. You looked pretty comfortable up there. But I'm happy to leave the tree hunting to others. Walk with me," she added, nodding deeper into the forest. Firestar padded by her side, enjoying the sun's warmth soaking into his pelt. "StarClan has everything to make a cat content," he thought, "but I still miss my old home and my clanmates. Sometimes it seems like I left them when they needed me most." "ThunderClan has had a difficult time, hasn't it?" Blue Star commented, as if she had picked up Firestar's regrets. "Wounded cats had scarcely healed after the great battle when the green cough came." Firestar hesitated before replying, swallowing the wail of grief that rose in his chest. "We were already weakened by the battle. We didn't stand a chance of fighting the green cough." He took a breath and let it out in a long sigh. "There has been so much loss, so much pain. But the sickness has gone, thanks to Leafpool and Jayfeather." He forced a note of optimism into his voice. "Brightheart and Cloudtail's kits have become apprentices, and Bramblestar is a fair and confident leader. ThunderClan will survive." "Of course," Blue Star nodded. "Bramblestar had a good mentor. Do you walk in his dreams?"
"I don't need to," Firestar responded. "I trust him."
He felt a familiar stab of anger in his belly. "I shouldn't have had to leave my clan," he hissed. "I could have gone on serving them for many more seasons."
"Could you have saved them from the green cough? Healed their injuries more quickly?"
Blue Star rested her tail on his shoulder. "You gave ThunderClan 9 good lives. They could not ask for any more." Ducking beneath some curling fronds of fern, they padded across a glade of bright green grass, circled by silver birch trees.
"All of the clans have struggled, this Leafbear," Blue Star mewed. "ShadowClan has more elders than warriors, and WindClan lost most of its best hunters in the great battle. It is hard for every cat here to watch our clanmates suffer." She paused to hold a bramble out of Firestar's way.
"But there is always hope, especially in StarClan."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?